For schools across this country, it's that time of year when classes come to an end and they let out a lot of happy teenagers. Or is that an oxymoron? Anyway, students are glad the summer is here because, let's face it, high school can be tough. New classes, new people, and for some students, a whole new country. There are thousands of international students who enroll each year in private high schools in the U.S., and that can bring on some serious culture shock. Daniel Gross has our story from a school on Cape Cod.
Cape Cod Academy is located in one of the least diverse parts of Massachusetts. There are hardly any Asians there, but that all changes in the school's hallways. This group of students is chatting in Mandarin. Tony Zhang comes from Guiyang, a city in southern China. I ask him about his first day here.
I had no idea that I had to wear a collared shirt.
He didn't have the right clothes, and he had a haircut, a mullet, that some kids thought was strange.
I had no friends for the first couple of weeks.
Tony isn't like a lot of teenagers, not because of the mullet, but because he chose a high school nearly 8,000 miles from home.
I basically went around the globe and tried to figure out which place is better for my future. So UK, Australia, Europe, Japan, but I felt like here's my future, here's where my answer is.
Tony wanted to experience a new culture and go to college in the U.S. He says the move forced him to grow up.
You are in charge of everything that you own. Your money, your cell phone, your study, your future.
Cape Cod Academy started enrolling Chinese students 5 years ago. This year, there are 27. And 70 students in China applied for just 5 spots in the next freshman class. But coming here takes money. Tony's school in China was inexpensive. By contrast, there's the sticker price for Cape Cod Academy.
About $45,000 to $50,000 a year.
That's Alexandra Talicious, the school's head of admissions. The fee for international students is higher because they pay for a host family, student visa, and ESL classes. Talicious says the legacy of China's one-child policy convinces parents to do what it takes to invest in their kids.
It's not just the uber wealthy anymore. We used to see a lot of CEO children, but now we see families with incomes that aren't quite so high. So they sacrifice, 60-70% of their incomes to send their children here.
When Catherine Zhao got here from Beijing, it took her a while to get used to small town Cape Cod. There are no skyscrapers and everybody drives.
What's the biggest challenge for you?
Talk. Because in China, we learn English, we learned in class, we know how to write, how to read, but there's not too much opportunities to talk.
There's homesickness, too. Some students Skype with their parents every day. Tony also talks about the stereotypes he and other Chinese students face here.
I would say they, in general, think us we're math genius, science genius, so they may just think like we're nerds that know nothing besides study. But, to be honest, we are human beings as well, so we play sports. Another thing is, when they see us writing Chinese, they would be like, oh my God, how can you even do that to communicate in such a complicated language? To be honest, they don't have, much understanding about what is China like now.
Realizing that is part of life here for Tony and his Chinese classmates. And so is eating American-style Chinese food. It's noon, so I head with Tony and Catherine to lunch. And as it turns out, there's Chinese food on the menu.
We have some fried rice, orange chicken, and a lot of extra beef teriyaki and crab rangoons.
Are you hungry at all looking at this or not? Not really?
Not really.
What about you? Do any of this look good to you?
I would say I would only take the fried rice.
Catherine doesn't seem to mind, though. She's taking the long view and hopes to study piano at Boston's Berklee School of Music. Tony wants to major in economics and education at Brown University. After, he says, he wants to go back to China and work on the education system there. For The World, Daniel Gross, Osterville, Massachusetts.